Good morning. My name is Fingers. This is 102.3 WBAB, 106.1 BLI. Welcome to Plugged Into Long Island. Today, we're going to learn about Camp Good Morning, and that's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. We're going to talk with Paul Rubin, who is the founder and executive director of Camp Good Morning, a Huntington-based 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides free bereavement camp for children who are coping with the death of a parent and or sibling. He is also a clinical mental health counselor specializing in grief and loss. And for the past 18 years, Paul has been supporting children, parents, and families in a variety of different roles. As a crisis counselor for Hurricane Sandy survivors, he was recognized by Nassau County Executive and Project Hope. He was also honored by Suffolk County officials for educating Long Island students about bully and cyberbully intervention and prevention, internet safety, sexting, and sexual harassment. Good morning, Paul Rubin, and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island.
Hi, Fingers. How are you?
I am well. It's like Groundhog Day these days. Every day.
It is like Groundhog Day. All over again. Where's Bill Murray?
So at least we have a chance to use this technology to connect with people and to inform our listeners about the wonderful things that are going on with Camp Adventure, Camp Good Morning. Camp Adventure is something that is for children with cancer. Camp Good Morning is for children that have lost a parent or a sibling. So, Paul, give us an overview of what Camp Good Morning is all about.
Well, it's so funny that you mentioned Camp Adventure because I was one of their volunteers and was part of, you know, the cold run in the very, very beginning. So it's really funny that you mentioned that.
So I'm going to guess we've met.
We have, but very, very briefly. You would not remember me because it was kind of like in passing. But I remember going to what was once the, the Donkey. I think that's where one of the, in the very, very beginning.
Donkey.
Yeah, on 110. So anyway, so Camp Good Morning, as you said, is an organization that provides free bereavement camp programs for Long Island kids who are coping with the loss of a parent and or sibling.
When does it take place?
So this camp, it's a virtual camp. We had to go virtual because of COVID. So we had one in June, which was really successful. So immediately after that happened, and we got really positive feedback, we want to bring it back in the fall time for the kids. So this year it's happening September 24th through the 27th. We've actually added a day so that we could give more to the kids. So we've given them a full program of getting to know each other before actually starting the program so that they could maybe forge some friendships, get to know each other a little bit, because it can be a little intimidating for a kid who's coming in and doing something over Zoom and not really knowing anybody.
On the other hand, these kids are more used to the technology than we are.
Yeah, we're kind of counting on them to like fix our wrongs.
So what inspired you to create the Camp Good Morning and how does it differ from other Long Island camps?
Yeah, so, in the years that I've been doing this, I noticed that there wasn't something like this on Long Island. And when I first started doing this, my very first little buddy or camper was a child whose dad had died at 9/11. He worked at Windows on the World, and that had a profound effect on me. And through the years, I've worked at other bereavement camps, not only here on Long Island, but also in other states and across the country. And some of the things that I found there and here just didn't exist. And so what I wanted to do was really bring together all the things that I saw around the country and other programs and put them into one program and then drop some of the things that I didn't think necessarily needed to stay, and then we added some new wrinkles as well. So it was really to try to make it a comprehensive bereavement camp program specifically for Long Island children. So we'll take kids from the boroughs as well as New Jersey or Connecticut, but if we have kids here that need that service on Long Island, then they're our first priority. We know there's a huge need because 1 in 7 children experience the death of a parent or sibling by the age of 20. So when you think about that in the bigger picture, there's probably about 4 kids in every single classroom who don't know that 3 other kids in their classroom besides themselves are coping with the death of a parent or sibling.
Interesting. So what do you do at camp weekend? What kind of things do the children do interacting over Zoom or Teams, whatever it is?
Yeah, so what we do is we start off, as I had mentioned in the beginning, we start off with, you know, an hour and a half of just the kids getting to know each other. And that's on Thursday, late afternoon, early evening. And then on Friday, if you think about bookends, what we have is activities in one part of the bookend, and then on the far end of the bookend, or the two bookends, on the other bookend, we have activities as well, and they're fun activities. And we do that for a really good reason, because in the middle of that, we run our support groups. And that's where, you know, the clinical work gets done. So starting with Friday, we start talking about sharing their grief story, which is whatever that is for them. And we don't force them to talk. It's their choice. But we know that just sitting in the room with other kids that they never knew before, and perhaps thinking that they were the only ones, that now they see that they gain comfort from the fact that there are other kids, and perhaps they'll start talking with those kids during the weekend. So the first session, again, is all about sharing their grief story. The second one, which happens on the second and third, which happens on Saturday, from like early afternoon, we have one session, and then late afternoon, we have another session. And remember the bookends. So in the middle of those bookends, the second session is all about identifying and exploring their feelings. And we can do that through different modalities, whether it's through talk or music, or it can be through activities and games. And when we do it through activities and games, the kids don't necessarily realize what they're getting out of it, but they're getting that opportunity to share whatever they want to share. In the third support group, we really start dealing with identifying and learning about healthy as well as unhealthy coping skills. And again, we do that through different ways. It can be done through games and activities, which is always a good thing. Or again, we can do it through, you know, handouts or music or, you know, through books and whatnot. And then finally, the last day, which is on Sunday, we talk about how do they stay connected to their loved one, even though that they're gone. And just as important, how do they stay connected to the new friends that they made at camp? Because we know when they go back home, they're back in that same circumstance. And during COVID, because it's so isolating, COVID has really turned grief upside down more than anything. And I also run, you know, a bereavement for widows and widowers. And the stories that I hear because of COVID are just really hard. So for these kids, it's really important that they stay in touch with the kids that they meet at camp. And then we end it with a really beautiful ceremony that we do through luminaries, which is these white bags that they can decorate any way that they want. We provide all the materials. They don't have to pay for anything. We either ship them to them, or we drop them off on their front door. And we wave and we say hi, and we just want to welcome them. So that's pretty much the entire camp weekend. And then parents, if they want, they have an opportunity to get in touch with us to find out how their children did and if there's anything or any way that they could support them moving forward.
Wow, that's wonderful. What kind of feedback do you get from parents? And I imagine you have volunteers involved as well.
Yeah, so the feedback that we got was tremendous. In fact, we posted it on our Facebook page and on our website. Parents and volunteers, really, we were so thrilled with the response because when you think about it, we were one of the very first camps to make the decision, at least here on Long Island, to go virtual. So we were kind of like the guinea pigs, if you think about it. And with everyone's experience and with the volunteers going through their trainings, we had to prepare them for this. This is a whole new ball game. Mm-hmm. So the feedback from the volunteers and the parents were awesome. What we do with volunteers, it's really important that we educate our volunteers about grief and then prepare them for what's going to happen, because some of these stories will trigger their own unresolved grief. So we take them through first. It's a very, very laborious process. We just don't take anybody. We want the best of the best. And that's another way that I think that, you know, we kind of step up the program. They have to first fill out a complete application. Then they interview with us, and it's just not one-on-one interview. It's, you know, three people interviewing the potential candidate. And after they do that, they have to attend our training, which is 2-3 hour trainings on separate weekends. And after that, if they make it through that, no red flags, then they have to go through a background check. And after they go through the background check, if everything turns out okay, then we make the decision, are they on board or are they not? And so far we've had some really great people who've come through our doors and have returned. So we have a very, very high return rate of volunteers, and we're very proud of that.
That's wonderful. Yeah, well, that speaks a lot to the success of your operation. Kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
The loss of a parent, is always tough. The loss of a sibling, you have your parents to help you, but as a child, I would imagine that the simple fact that you did this thing on Thursday where you have the children get introduced to each other, because like-minded people get along with like-minded people. And when you're going through the same thing, that sense of loneliness, I think, starts to evaporate and gives you an opportunity to connect. So that's a wonderful way to kick it off. Have you ever done this before COVID with the children in the proximity of each other at a specific location, a camp or what have you?
Oh, yeah, so that's a really good question, because this was June. June was our kickoff camp. So we never had a camp before that was live in person. Everything that I've experienced and some of the other people on our board and our clinical director do have experience at other camps, but this was our very first one. So it was supposed to be live. It was supposed to be out east at Camp Quinnipet. But again, because of COVID, it was all virtual. So this was our first shot. And again, we just couldn't have asked for more. I hope that answers your question.
Well, it says that you guys got the rug pulled out from under your feet, just getting running, and you landed on your feet. So again, kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
So I understand that you're saying this is free, but does it cost a family, anything to send a child to camp?
No, again, it's absolutely free. There are no hidden, there's nothing, no small print. There's nothing that comes at the very end and somebody says, oh, by the way, this is absolutely free to the families. And the way that we're able to do that is through fundraisers, donations, in-kind donations, grants, sponsorships. And it's funny that, that we're actually doing this today, because last night we had a very big fundraiser. It was called Paint-a-Palooza. It was advertised on the community boards by BAB and BLI. And it was, again, 69 families joined us virtually online. And if they go to, again, I'm not pushing anybody, but if they want to see pictures, it literally just happened last night at 7 o'clock, 8:30, 8:45, it was over. We've already posted on Facebook and our Instagram pages, as well as on LinkedIn. So if they want to see the results of that, just look at the happy faces of kids and families and look at the bright colors on their canvases. So that's how we raise money. And if anybody wanted to come and join us, whether they wanted to be a sponsor or a donor, or they have an idea, please reach out.
For those that would like to find out more, you can go to www.campgoodmorning.org, and that's MOURNING. And there you'll find the links to their Facebook and Instagram as well. You're listening to 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 plugged into Long Island. And I'm talking to Paul Rubin. He's the founder and executive director of Camp Good Morning, a Huntington-based 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides free bereavement camp programs for Long Island children coping with the death of a parent or a sibling. Are you currently taking applications for campers and volunteers?
Yes, so we are taking applications. We're still taking applications for campers. We are not taking applications for volunteers for the camp because we're already full on volunteers. Again, we're very fortunate. We have some really good people coming on board, and once we reach a certain amount, we have to we have to, you know, unfortunately, we have to put a deadline somewhere. But there are so many more opportunities coming up. Specifically, if they want to help us deliver, we call them swag bags or goodie bags. If they want to help us to fill those swag bags for the campers and the volunteers, they're more than welcome to do that. If they want to be, we call them morning messengers. If they want to go out and deliver them to the children and the families, they can do that. Plus, we have more events and things that are coming up throughout the year, through the end of the year, and then they're more than welcome to apply for camp next spring. So there's always something for people to do, and we're always, always searching for committed, dedicated, compassionate, and just all around good people for volunteers.
Well, Long Island's full of them, that's for sure.
That is for sure.
You had mentioned earlier in the interview about helping young widowed parents. Can you tell us about that support group?
Sure. So we have an upcoming support group starting Wednesday, October 14th. It's an 8-week support group that starts, it's every Wednesday for 8 weeks. And we know that when a child suffers the loss of a parent, that there's a grieving spouse. And we're committed to helping not only the children, but also their surviving parent. We know that they're grieving. We want to provide them with their peers. Again, if the statistics say that 1 in 7 children experience the death of a parent or sibling by the age of 20, that means that there are either 1 or 2 grieving parents. So, you don't hear much about that at all. And we know that for young widow parents, we frequently hear about older people who lose a spouse, but not necessarily a young parent. So we're there for them. And if they want, they can, come to our website, go to our Facebook page, and they can learn about that as well as sign up for that.
The website, by the way, is campgoodmorning.org. And you can find their Facebook and Instagram links there as well. And if you know a child who could benefit from Camp Good Morning, I would imagine you could go to the website and put your information in and request inclusion in the camp.
Absolutely. So, what they can do is, if they wanted a private messenger us, if they didn't want to post it on the page, they could certainly reach out to us. They could, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or, whatever they feel most comfortable. If they want, they can actually email me personally. And my email address is paul.campgoodmorning, MOURNING@gmail.com. It's really that simple. We know that this is a very, very difficult time, and we try to make this process, if we want to call it a process, or this journey, as easy on them as possible. And we also know about other free opportunities for them, other free resources. So it's not just about Camp Good Morning. It's really about supplying them with whatever they need and giving them direction. Because when you're hit with a loss, especially your spouse or a child, everything just becomes a fog. So if we can, we will be that direction for them. We'll be that lighthouse in the middle of stormy seas.
We have a lot of generous people on Long Island, Paul, and some look for ways to, proliferate their money into others. How can somebody best help Camp Good Morning? And I know that you said you do some events and stuff. What events do you have coming up?
Well, we just finished with the Paint-a-Palooza event. We are going to be having the Young Widowed Parent Support Group coming up. We're going to be running, hopefully, some sort of Halloween event where this is all family-oriented, so it's not just adults. We want to include everybody. We're very much inclusive and not exclusive. So the idea came up about perhaps having a Halloween event with a Halloween costume contest, and whether it's paints or ceramics or pottery, that's something that we can do. But if somebody was interested in some way, interested in helping us, again, they could just reach out to us through our Facebook page or our website, or they can reach out directly to me at that Gmail address. It's paul.campgoodmorning@gmail.com. And we're happy to talk to them. You know, I know that there's these tiers of different sponsorships. We'll create something that just works. So whatever, you know, it's really a partnership. You know, we're not dictating to anybody what can happen. We're saying, what are you interested in getting? Because we're willing to give that, and we're willing to work as partners. So it's not us dictating what we necessarily need, but how can we work together to accomplish helping you and you helping us?
I like that. When a child loses a parent, when anybody passes away that we're close to, there's always, you know, the same old things. Well, they're in a better place, or they're with their mother, or with their aunt, or they're with God, or what have you. And, you know, quite frankly, there really are no words that you can necessarily say that's going to be the Band-Aid. What advice would you give to someone, and since we're talking about children, a young person, when they lose somebody, how do you approach it, you know, in your expertise from the get-go?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because we hear that all the time. And quite frankly, it's annoying to people when they hear those, you know, while they mean well, right. It doesn't help them. It's always with good intent, always. There's never malice behind it. But when a child says that they're with, you know, they're with your aunt, they're with your uncle, they're with so-and-so, well, what better place can my dad be than with me? So what we tell people is to just say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then all you do is listen, because there is nothing that we can say. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't something that can be fixed. So, you know, don't try to fix it. Just be a really, really good listener. And when we look for volunteers, that's what we look for. We look for simply open hearts and really good listeners, because that's what kids need. Don't search for platitudes. Don't search for any of that stuff. Just be a really good listener, and you don't have to say a thing. You can just sit beside a child and just by being, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that thing with Pooh and Piglet. Have you ever seen that way where they sit together?
Yes.
That's it. They're best friends. And no words are exchanged. So just by being there, they know that they're being supported and that you get it. So that's the best advice that I can give. And one other thing that I wanted to share about our camp and how we're different is, number one, we offer an overnight experience. And the reason why that's so important is because the overnight experience, that's where building bonds and forging friendships take place. The second way that we're different is that we don't offer it during the summertime, because there are other organizations that do that. And we don't want to duplicate services. We want to fill in the gaps. Again, we talked about, you know, you talked about what inspired me. Well, these are the things that inspired me that weren't necessarily being looked at. So, and since we're filling in the gaps, and we provide it in the spring and the fall, we're offering at least twice a year. And we're going to increase that every single year. And just because we now know that virtual works, we can do it more times because it's more cost effective. But we can also, you know, through donations and sponsorships and grants, we're still going to do it in person. But, you know, this is just an added plus. So that's another way that we're different. And the last way that we're different is that we're going to be supplying a simultaneous parent camp. So when children come to camp, the parent can come to the same camp at the same time, get the same support that their children are getting, and then hopefully when they leave, they're in a little bit better place and a little bit more equipped to manage their own grief. So now that they're all coming together and they might understand each other a little bit better, but we know that there's grieving parents. Again, that's something that we're the only one on Long Island that will be doing that. So that's how we're different.
It's wonderful. If you're just tuning in, it's 102.3 WBAB, 106.1 BLI. You're listening to Plugged Into Long Island. My name is Fingers, and we're chatting with Paul Rubin, who is the founder and executive director of Camp Good Morning, a Huntington-based 501c3 organization that provides free bereavement camp programs for Long Island children coping with the death of a parent or a sibling. You know, you said overnight, and we're coming to our last couple of minutes, but the overnight thing, that kind of reminds me of like the same kind of bonding and stuff that goes on with a sleepover.
Go ahead.
Is that correct in assuming that these are actually happening during the nighttime hours, into the wee hours?
Yeah, so what happens is usually kids will arrive on a Friday afternoon. Volunteers and kids arrive on a Friday afternoon and they leave on a Sunday late afternoon. So everybody, you know, everybody's there together for the entire weekend. And there's something that really magical that happens. It's called, and I've learned this from other organizations, it's called turbo bonding. In that kids and volunteers will form these incredibly close bonds in a very short period of time. So yes, this is an overnight that takes place from a Friday to a Sunday. And it really does bring everybody close. And quite honestly, I still have friends from my very, very first camp going back to 2002. So, you know, and I'm talking about bereavement type camps or cancer camps. So, you know, it's an incredible experience for kids as well as volunteers, because not only do kids meet lifelong friends, but so do volunteers.
Paul, I can't thank you enough for spending the time with us to let Long Island know we have this wonderful organization on Long Island. For those of you who would like more information or to get involved or to help, it's www.campgoodmorning.org. And you can find their Facebook and Instagram links there as well. Paul, keep up the good work. Thank you for what you're doing. And keep in touch with us in the future. Let us know of any other developments or events that you have coming up, and we'll shine a light on them.
You bet. Thank you so much, Fingers.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day. Finish that coffee and go out and do something. Don't forget your mask.